Sorry we're getting started a little late. This is our normal time, and I'm in an airport right now, and we just had a short class today, so I'll just start chatting in the beginning, because I'm supposed to be at the gate to take an airplane in a few minutes. Okay, let's chant. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharadharuji. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhadharuji. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharadharuji. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Bharadharuji. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravidikacharya Asatara Satishi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanad Vakavananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Jaya. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Jaya. Anantakoti Vaishnav Virindika Jaya. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kajaya. Friends say Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidhwaita Gadadha Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Gajaya Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopika Pathas Shine Kunar Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrindavan Kijaya Maturanam Kijaya Jagadavasami Kijaya Yamunamai Kijaya Srimati Lasa Devi Kijaya Samaveda Pakta Vrindi Kijaya Gaur Vrindanda Hari Hari Bhakta. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhule, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Kachani, Nivishesha, Sunyavadi, Pashyata Deshutari, Omaganata Madandasha, Kadun Shana Shlakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. So, we're continuing with our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The last 2 days, of course, we've been doing an empathic communication seminar in Washington, D.C., and you're all welcome to watch that empathic communication seminar in Washington, D.C. It's on YouTube. And it's quite lengthy. The first one was 2.5 hours, the second one was 3 hours, and it went quite well. And at least for today and tomorrow and the next day, we're back to our normal time. Saturday, I'm not sure because I have a program in Fiji scheduled, and I may not be able to broadcast that particular program because of the COVID restrictions in Fiji. I may get people in trouble. Anyway, so on that happy note, we're going to continue with our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I'm in the Washington airport sitting in a corner so I don't disturb anyone. I'm not around anybody. I'm just next to the soda machine and sitting on the floor, but class must go on. Okay, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, today is also Ekadashi, so it's a good day to hear about Krishna. So we're in the 10th chapter of the Madhura Lila of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we're reading from text 178. And I have to wear a mask here because that's the law, or else you'll see me being taken to jail, so. Sadvaita viti viti kar upasaya swananda sinasana labda dikshaha shatena kenapi vaiham kate atena dasi grita gopa vadu pitena. Okay. Ramananda Bharati concluded, although I was worshipped by those in the path of monism and initiated into the self-realization through the yoga system, I have nonetheless been forced to turn to a maid servant by a cunning boy who is always joking with the gopis. So I think we've read that verse already. Let's see. Yeah, we read actually this. Hold on a second. I sort of lost track of what I had read already. Okay. Read that. Right. I think this is where we were. Prabhuke lana kara na ishvara darashana ge loka virasava kari nivarana. Kashishvara used to usher Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the Jagannath temple. He would precede the Lord into the crowd and keep the people from touching him. Yata nara inare yache samudre milaya aiche mahaprabhu rubhakta yahandahan haya. As all the rivers flow into the sea, all the devotees throughout the country finally came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shelter. Sabhyasi milila prabhura Sri charane prabhu kripa kare sabaya rakila nijasthane. Since all the devotees came to him for shelter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed them all mercy and kept them under his protection. Eta kahila prabhura vaishnava milana vihasye shune paya chaitanya charana. Thus I have described the meeting of all the Vaishnavas with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whoever hears this description ultimately takes shelter at his lotus feet. Next one, I'll finish this. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padaya. I think we went on to the 11th chapter. That's right, we did. Okay, let's. Okay, let's start with the 11th chapter. The Veda Kirtan Pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll read the chapter summary. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes the 11th chapter in his Amrita Prabhava Bhasha. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya tried his best to arrange a meeting between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and King Prataparudra, the Lord flatly denied his request. At this time, Sri Ramananda Roy returned from his government post, and he praised King Prataparudra highly in Lord Chaitanya's presence. Because of this, the Lord became a little soft. The king also made promises to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who hinted how the king might meet the Lord. During Anavasara, while Lord Jagannath was resting for 15 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being unable to see Lord Jagannath, went to Alalayananda. Later, when the devotees from Bengal came to see him, he returned to Jagannath Puri, while Dvaitacharya and all the other devotees were coming to Jagannath Puri. Swarup Damodar and Govinda, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal assistants, went to receive all the devotees with prasadam. From the roof of his palace, King Prataparudra could see all the devotees arriving. Gopinathacharya stood on the roof with the king, and following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instructions, identified each and every devotee. The king discussed the devotees with Gopinathacharya, and he mentioned that the devotees were accepting prasadam without observing the regulated principles governing pilgrimages. They accepted prasadam without having shaved, and they neglected to fast in a holy place. After Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had explained to the king why the devotees had apparently violated the scriptural injunctions for visiting a place of pilgrimage, the king arranged residential quarters for all the devotees in Sautaraya Prasadam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked very happily with Vasudev Dattani, the devotees, Haridasas. Thakur also came, and due to his humble and submissive attitude, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a nice solitary place near the temple. After this, the Lord began performing Sankirtan, dividing all the devotees into four groups. After Sankirtan, all the devotees left for their residential quarters. So, Atyudandam Tandavam Gorachandra Urvan Bhaktai Sri Jagannatha Gele Nana Bhavalan Kritkanga Swadama Chakre Vishwam Prema Vanyani Magnam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merged the entire world into the ocean of ecstatic love by performing his beautiful dances within the temple of Jagannath. He danced exquisitely and jumped high. Wow. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda. All glories to the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Advaita Prabhu, and all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Paradina Sarvoma Kahi Prabhu Stane Abhayadana Deha Yari Kari Nivedane. The next day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give him permission to submit a statement without fear. Prabhu kahe kaha tumi nahi kichu bhaya yogya kha haile kariba ayoga haile naya. The Lord gave Bhattacharya assurance that he could speak without fear, but he added that if his statement were suitable, he would accept it, and if it were not, he would reject it. Sarvabhauma kahe E prataparujudaya utkantahanache omamili barechaya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "There's a king named Prataparujudaya. He is very anxious to meet you, and he wants your permission." Karne hasta dhya prabhu smare narayana sarvabhauma kaikena Ayogya Vachana. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this proposal, he immediately covered his ears with his hands and said, "My dear Sarvabhauma, why are you requesting such an undesirable thing from me?" Virakta Sanyasi Amara Raja Darashana Stri Darashana Sama Shera Vakshana. "Since I am in the renounced order, it is as dangerous for me to meet a king as to meet a woman. To meet either would be just like drinking poison." Nis kinchana bhagavat Bhajana Onmukhasya Parambaram Jigamishur Bhava Sagarasya Sandarshanam Vishayanam Mata Yushitam Cha Ahanta Hanta Visha Bhakshanat Hopi Sadhu. Greatly lamenting, the Lord then informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, without material motives, seeing a materialist engage in sense gratification, or seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. So it's not, he's not saying to see a woman, but he's seeing a woman who is engaged in sense gratification, or a man engaged in sense gratification. So Lord Chaitanya is dealing both with them in this particular case, both genders. This is a quotation from Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka 823. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enunciates the principles for a sannyasi renouncing the material world for spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement is not meant for magic shows and jugglery, but for crossing the material world and being transferred to the spiritual world. Param param jigamisho means desiring to go to the other side of the material world. There is a river called Vaitohari, and on one side of this river is the material world, and on the other side is the spiritual world. So this is not like an ordinary river, obviously. It's not like the Mississippi. Since the Vaitarani River is compared to a great ocean, it is named Bhava Sagara. It means the ocean of birth and death. The ocean of repeated birth and death, probably says the same thing. Spiritual life aims at stopping this repetition of birth and death and entering into the spiritual world where one can live eternally cognizant and blissful. Unfortunately, the general populace does not know anything about spiritual life or the spiritual world. The spiritual world is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, text 20. Rastasmattu bhavadnyo yato vyaktat sanatanaha yaksa sarveshu bhuteshu anashyatsu na vinashyati. Yet there is another unmanifest nature which is eternal and transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. Thus, there is a spiritual nature beyond this material world, and that spiritual nature exists eternally. Spiritual advancement means stopping material activities and entering into spiritual activities. This is the process of bhakti yoga. In the material world, via meeting for sense gratification is mainly a woman, and for women, it's mainly man. Looking at it from equal perspectives. One who is seriously interested in spiritual life should strictly avoid. Now, it's, here you're talking about women engaged in sense gratification or trying to attract you, or men engaged in sense gratification or trying to attract a woman. Sannyasi should never see a man or a woman for material benefit. In addition, talks with materialistic men and materialistic women are also dangerous, and they are compared to drinking poison. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict on this point, and he therefore refused to see King Pratiparuja, who was naturally always engaged in political and economic affairs. The Lord even refused to see the king despite the request of a personality like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the Lord's intimate friend and devotee. So you may ask me, why wouldn't Krishna see the king? Or wouldn't Lord Chaitanya see the king? Lord Chaitanya and Krishna are the same person. Because Lord Chaitanya wanted to set a good example. He understood the king was a pure devotee of his. But to have a sannyasi mixing with materialistic people, or having people think the sannyasi is mixing with materialistic people, sets a bad example. Of course, for preaching Krishna consciousness, we are ready to mix with all sorts of people. But one has to be very, very careful and not to give the wrong impression, first of all, and secondly, to avoid getting contaminated. Sarvabhauma kahe sacha tamaro vachana jagannatha sevaka raja kintu vakto tama. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, my dear Lord, what you've said is correct, but this king is not an ordinary king. He's a great devotee and servant of Lord Jagannath. Prabhu kahe tatapi raja Kala sarpa kara. It's funny. Kashta nari sparshe ache upaje vikara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, although it is correct that the king is a great devotee, is still to be considered a venomous snake. Similarly, although a woman be made of wood, one becomes agitated simply by touching her form. And of course that applies to the women, like the men. So, one has to be very careful. Actually, the main point is, there are so many objects of sense gratification in this material world. Not only for a man as a woman, or a woman as a man, but there's objects, other objects, like computers, other things, you know. And especially the most voracious of all the senses, and uncontrollable of the senses, is what? The little tongue that comes in your mouth. So one has to be very careful. Vacho vega manasa krodha vega. The statement is that one, first of all, has to control the tongue, and that speech also, which is part of the tongue. The tongue vibrates, and the tongue tastes. Those two things. And we say in the prasadam prayer, the control the tongue, surira vijaya tendriya deka jubhapole vishaya shagare ramide jivoyati labhamoy sujurniti vikajita patina samsabe. So we say that of all the senses, the tongue is the most voracious, and if one can control the tongue, one can control Krishna, one can actually reach Krishna. So there's many, many sense gratificatory objects, and one has to be careful to look at all those objects, this is the point, not with the idea of enjoying them, but with the idea of engaging those objects in Krishna service. Just like I'm engaging my computer in Krishna service, I'm engaging food in Krishna service by offering it to him, eating the prasadam. And we're engaging both men and women in Krishna service by engaging them in preaching Krishna consciousness, so there's no danger. Actually, it's described that just like with a serpent, when the poison is extracted from his fangs, because I can't show my fangs right now because I have to wear a mask, then the serpent is no longer dangerous. So when you engage something or someone in Krishna service, even though that they might be, or that object might be an object of sense gratification for you, then that object becomes the cause of your liberation. Describe, let's say, a thorn. A thorn is very painful. But if you're out in the forest and there's no pins or tweezers to remove a thorn that you've gotten in you, then you just take another thorn and you remove a thorn with a thorn. So that's the point. When you engage something in Krishna's service and you see everything is connected to Krishna, there's no maya. Because maya, or illusion, means to see things as separate from Krishna. And that's mentioned in many places, particularly in the Chatushloki verses, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Rite ritam na patyeta, na patyeta chatmani, tad vidyad, admano mayam yata bhasha, yata tapasa. You see something now that's connected to Krishna, that thing drags you down, or that person drags you down. But if you see everything is connected to Krishna, then everything becomes an impetus for your Krishna consciousness. So, let's read the purport. So I wanted to explain this in a balanced way so one doesn't get the wrong impression. Sri Chanaka Pandita stated in his moral instructions, Chaja Darishana Sansargam Vajasadu Samagamam. This means that one has to abandon the association of materialistic people and associate with spiritually advanced people. However qualified a materialist may be, he is no better than a venomous serpent. Everyone knows that a snake is dangerous and poisonous. And when its hood is decorated with jewels, it is no less poisonous or dangerous. However qualified a materialist may be, he is no better than a snake decorated with jewels. That's a heavy statement. One should therefore be careful in dealing with such materialists, just as one would be careful in dealing with a bejeweled serpent. So even though a woman may be made of wood or stone, she becomes attractive when decorated, and one becomes sexually agitated even by touching the form. Therefore, one should not trust his mind, which is so fickle that it can give way to enemies at any moment. The mind is always in company, and that That's with any sense object, just generalizing this. The mind is always accompanied by six enemies, namely kama, krodha, madamas, moha, matsarya, and baya, that is lust, anger, intoxication, illusion, envy, and fear. Although the mind may be emerged, and spiritual consciousness may shift a little bit, because I'm sitting in a yoga position right in the corner of the airport, one should always be very careful in dealing with it, just as one is careful in dealing with a snake. Wow. One should never think that his mind is trained, that he can do whatever he likes. Wow. One interested in spiritual life should always engage his mind in the service of the Lord, so that the enemies of the mind, for always accompany the mind, will be subdued. If the mind is not engaged in Krishna consciousness, at every moment there is the chance that it will give way to its enemies. In this way, we become victims of the mind. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra engages the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna constantly. Thus, the mind's enemies do not have a chance to strike. Following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example in these verses, we should be very careful in dealing with the mind, which should not be indulged in any. Which should not be indulged in any circumstance. Once we indulge the mind, it can create havoc in this life, even though we may be spiritually advanced. The mind is specifically agitated through the association of materialistic men and materialistic women, but materialistic women. If someone is a Vaishnavi, then they're no longer a man or a woman. That person, Prabhupada said, their association is purifying. Prabhupada said this is in reference to ordinary men and women. But once a woman is actually Krishna conscious, then the association is desirable. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his personal behavior, warns everyone to avoid meeting a materialist person or a woman. Because people, this is not anything against women. I definitely have to unpack all this stuff. The point is that for men, the woman is the sense object. And for women, the man is the sense object. Like Prabhupada said one time, for a man, the woman is a woman. And for a woman, the man is a woman. What does that mean exactly? I mean, it's kind of funny. Sounds like some modern-day type of riddle. What it means is that people in this world are thinking they're Purusha, the enjoyer, the supreme male, like Krishna. And they're seeing everybody else and thing else as Prakriti, or enjoyable. So in other words, for a man, the woman is seen as enjoyable. And for a woman, the man is seen as enjoyable. That's really the translation of what Prabhupada said. So this is not a chauvinistic statement. You just have to really understand it in the proper context. Karadapi vaitavyam strinam vishayanam api yathahir manasakshovas yathatasya kriterpi. Just as one is immediately frightened about seeing a live serpent, or even the form of a serpent, one endeavoring for self-realization should similarly feel materialistic version than a woman. Indeed, he should not even glance at their bodily features, so that also applies to a woman looking at a man. Isn't he handsome? Doesn't he have big muscles? He has a wonderful mustache. Just like one time I was with actor, his name is Vivek Oberoi, and he had a mustache for a particular role in whatever film he was in. And all these women were around him, and he just twirled his mustache, and all the women went, ah! And all the paparazzi were around him, too. So the same thing was there. And then another time, oh, this is a funny story. Another time I wanted to see Akshay Kumar, was another Bollywood actor. And he was staying really close to where I was, and his guards wouldn't let me see him because I wanted to give him a Bhagavad Gita. So what happens I sent one of the young ladies who was with us, young Vaishnavis, who was with us, I said, bring him over here. You should be like the worm on the hook that brings him over here. So she went over there. She walked over there. And she said, hi there. And the guards let her in because obviously they wouldn't let me in because I wasn't so attractive. Just an old guy, you know, that suddenly. And she said, hi there. My guru wants to see you. And he said, really? I want to see your guru. And he came over and gave him a Bhagavad Gita, and he very much appreciated it. So this is the nature of this world. We see things as objects of sense gratification. Depending on who we are, we see different objects of sense gratification. Like if someone's a male, they see a female. If someone's a female, they see a male. If someone's a homosexual, they see people of the same sex. And it's all an exploitative relationship. In other words, you see the other person as an object rather than a subject. How can I enjoy that object? Like I see my computers as an object that I can... Of course, I don't really enjoy. I'm using them in Krishna service. But the point is, if I was materialistic, I'd be looking at my computers and thinking, this is something enjoyable. Or looking at my car and thinking, something enjoyable. I need to erase it and enjoy it in a particular way. So that's the explanation. This is a quotation from the Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka, 8:24. Achevata punarapi mukhena anibe kahayari tabe amaya etana dekibe. Bhattacharya, if you continue to speak like this, you will never see me here again. Therefore, you should never let such a request come from your mouth. Vaya panasa vaboma nijagare gela vasya gya bhattacharya chintita hai lila. I'm just going to check on my flight. Give me a second. Because I don't want to miss the flight. Give you one second. And I will check on it. Oh. Okay. Yes, it's still at the same time, so I have time to talk to you all. The seat they gave me. Hold on one second. Just want to see. Problemita. Vaya panasa rubo nijagare gila vishaya gya bhattacharya chintita hai ila. Said that already. Go ahead. Being afraid, Sarvabhauma returned home and began to meditate on the matter. Hena kale pratapa rudra vrushautame aila patra mitra sange raja rashane chalila. At this time, Maharaj Pratapa Puruja arrived at Jagannath Puri, Purushottam, and accompanied by his secretaries, ministers, and military officers, went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. So it appears that Maharaj Pratapa Puruja used to live at Kataka, his capital. Later, he shifted his capital to Khurda, a few miles from Jagannath Puri. Presently, there's a railway station there called Khurda Road. Ramananda Raya Aila Gajapati Sange Pratame Prabhuriyasi Idila Bahurange. When King Pratapa Puruja returned to Jagannath Puri, Ramananda Roy came with him. Ramananda Roy immediately went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. Prabhupada says all Indian kings are given titles. Sometimes they're known as Chaturapati, sometimes as Narapati. And he's the Lord of Men. Sometimes he's Ashwapati, which means the Lord of Horses. And so on. The king of Orissa is addressed as Gajapati, which means the Lord of Elephants. It means he has many elephants. Raya Pranati Kaila Prabhu Kaila Alingana Vijane Prema Vishe Kahena Krandana. Upon meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy offered his obeisances. The Lord embraced them, and both of them began to cry in the great ecstasy of love. Raya Sange Prabhura Deki Sneha Vyavahara Sarva Bhakta Ganera Mane Haila Chamatkara. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate dealings with Sri Ramananda Roy, all the devotees there were astonished. Rai kahi tamaragya rajake kahila tumare chaya rajamora shaya chadaila. Ramananda Roy said, I duly inform King Prataparudra of your order for me to retire from service. By your grace, the king was pleased to relieve me of these material activities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Roy to retire from his governorship. And according to the Lord's desire, Ramananda Roy petitioned the king. The king was very pleased to give him relief, and thus Ramananda Roy retired from service and received attention from the government. Amikahi amahite nahaya vishya chaitanya chadane rohon yadi yahoya. I said, Your Majesty, I am now not willing to engage in political activities. Wow. I desire only to stay at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kindly give me permission. Tumara namashuni raja anandita huila asada haite uti more alingana kaila. When I submitted this proposal, the king immediately became very pleased upon hearing your name. Indeed, he instantly rose from his throne and embraced me. Tumara nama shuni haila maha prema visha mora hatte dare kare riti visheya vishesha. Last word I did not pronounce properly. My dear Lord, as soon as the king heard your holy name, he was immediately overwhelmed by great ecstatic love. Catching my hand, he displayed all the symptoms of love. Tumara ye vartana tumi kao se vartana nischincha hanabaja chaitanya chadana. As soon as he heard my petition, he immediately granted me a pension without reductions. Thus the king granted me a full salary as a pension and requested me to engage without anxiety in the service of your lotus feet. Ami chara yogya nahi hanra dara shahai hanra ye bhaje tanra sapala jivane. Then Maharaj Prataparudra very humbly said, I am most fallen and abominable, and I am unfit to receive an interview with the Lord. One's life is successful if one engages in his service. Parama kripalutena vajendra nandana kona janme more avasya divena darashana. The king then said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda. He is very merciful, and I hope that in a future birth he will allow me an interview. Ye tanara premarti dekilun tumate tareka premalesha nahika amate. My Lord, I don't think that there is even a fraction of Maharaj Prataparudra's loving ecstasy in me. Prabhu kahe Tumi Krishna Bhakata Pradana Tumake Ye Priti Kare Se Bhagyavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, My dear Ramananda Roy, you are the foremost of all the devotees of Krishna, therefore whoever loves you is certainly a very fortunate person. So this indicates that if one loves a devotee, then one gets the mercy of Krishna. That's actually the secret. And love means, of course, service and desire to please the devotee. That's the secret to advance in devotional service, not to simply think of oneself as a gopi or stuff like that. One should think of oneself as a servant of one's spiritual master, servant of the Lord, and attains the gopis of Vrindavan. Then you realize your spiritual identity by doing that. It's a very easy process. But we want to embark in this very hard process of imagining ourselves to be something which we are not at this point, or at least we haven't realized where we are at this point. But we are so proud. We think we're more advanced than we actually are. Tomate yeta priti aila rajara egune krishna tanre maribe angikara. Because the king has shown so much love for you, Lord Krishna will certainly accept him. Kim Prataparucha requested an interview with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Bhattacharya, who duly submitted the request. The Lord, however, immediately refused this interview. Now, when Ramananda Roy informed the Lord how eager the king was to see him, the Lord was immediately pleased. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Roy to retire from his government post and come to Sri Purushottama Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, to live with him. When this proposal was submitted to King Prataparudra, he immediately accepted it and also encouraged Ramananda Roy by allowing him the full pension. This was very much appreciated by the Lord, and this confirms the fact that the Lord is more pleased when one serves the servant of the Lord. In ordinary parlance, it is said, if you love me, love my dog. To approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to go through his confidential servant. This is the method. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly says, because the king loves you, Ramananda Roy, he is very fortunate. Krishna will certainly accept him due to his love for you. Very important instruction. Yemi vakta jana parta ame vakta chate janaha madvakanam chaye vakta te me vakta tama ataha. Lord Krishna told Arjuna, those who are my direct devotees are actually not my devotees, but those who are my devotees of my servant are actually my devotees. This from the Adi Purana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this verse from the Adi Purana. This verse is also included in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita 2.6. Adara paricharya yam sarvanga vivandhanam malbhakta puja vyadika sarvabhuteshu manmatahi madarteshvanga cheshtacha vachasa man guneranam ayarpanam shamanasa sarvakama vivarjanam. My devotees take great care and respect in rendering me service. They offer obeisances to me with all their bodily limbs. They worship other devotees and find all living entities related to me very important. For me, they engage their entire energy of their bodies. They engage the power of speech and the glorification of my qualities and form. They also dedicate their minds unto me and try to give up all kinds of material desires. Thus, my devotees are characterized. These two verses are quoted from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 19th chapter, texts 21-22. They were spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, who was answering Uddhava's inquiry about devotional service. This is another very important verse spoken by Lord Shiva. Radhanam sarvesham vishnora radhanam guram tasmat paratanam devi tadhyanam samarchanam. Lord Shiva told the goddess Durga, my dear Devi, although the Vedas recommend worship of the demigods, the worship of Lord Vishnu is topmost. However, above the worship of Lord Vishnu is the rendering of service to Vaishnavas, who are related to Lord Vishnu. See how long this is. Hold on a second. So, I think we will end right here. And we'll do this verse again tomorrow, because it's a very important verse. And I'm going to take some questions now, because I got to get to my gate in a few minutes. stop sharing and stop muting people. Also, you have the opportunity to unmute, to raise your hand, to write a question, and we can answer your question. So who has a question here? Questions. Does anyone have a question? Type your question, speak your question, raise your hand. Go in once, twice. No one has a question. Unbelievable. You mean I don't know you too? Haribo, does anyone have a question? Mother Tulsi, you have a question. You must have a question. Ask a question. No? I wish you a safe journey back. Okay, thank you for that. Any questions? Come on. Come on, you guys. You gotta have some inquisitiveness. Tadvidi pranipatena pariparshnena sevya. You inquire submissively, render service, and the self-realized soul. Okay, Mayapur, you have
I can ask a question, yeah. So Ramananda Roy was a governor, yet Lord Chaitanya was very affectionate with him, but he refused to see the king.
Yeah.
But a governor is also in a pretty exalted, opulent position.
That's a good question. That actually is a pretty interesting question. Let me turn up the volume on this. Yeah, the governor is also politically involved. So, very interesting question. So, I guess the king is like on a higher level of enjoyment. The governor is like an employee too, which puts him in a lower level than the brahmanas. When one takes... That was actually interesting. Yeah, actually, now I understand. So, like, the governor is employee, like it's described that he had a salary. So having a salary means that you're a shudra. Or at least, he was considered to be of the shudra caste. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to save the most fallen. And those who had a high position, they would become proud of their position. Whereas someone in the position of Ramananda Roy, they wouldn't be proud of their position. And someone in the position of the king, he's the controller, whereas Ramananda Roy was not in the position of being a controller. Because he was an employee. It's described that he actually had to ask the king for a retirement. Yeah. And whereas the king, he was just the supreme controller. So there's... When you're actually that goes along with what Prabhupada said. When you go to Lanka, you become Ravana. So if you're in a position of absolute power, that actually is a very dangerous position. Whereas Ramananda Roy's position is, basically as a governor, he was an administrator, even though he was also engaged in politics. Just like the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were working for the Nawab Hussein Shah. But they weren't the absolute controllers. But when one becomes the king, or autocrat or something like that, which speak of guru. And when it takes any of these positions, it's a position of absolute power, and it's very, very dangerous. And one has to avoid and associate with something like that. Anyway, that's my understanding. Okay, so next humble soul, Gopal Cohen.
Thank you, Guru. So we hear that Lord Chaitanya is a sannyasi, he wouldn't go to see a king because the king is engaged in politics, sense gratification. And yet, if we look at the Puranas and Mahabharata and Ramayana, there's always the great sages, who are going to see the king.
Yeah, but they weren't sannyasis generally. They were married sages.
Girvasa Muni was a sannyasi, wasn't he?
Not that I heard of. Not that I know of. And plus, he wasn't acting like a pure Vaishnava in that case, in any case. But we find Vasishtha Muni was married. Viswamitra was married at a certain point. It's not described that he was Viswamitra as a sannyasi. And that's also a different age, too. And also, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing us things in Kali Yuga where people actually can deviate very, very quickly from devotional service because Mandasa Manda Matayo Manda Bhagya Pakita. People are unfortunate, short-lived, their memory is very bad, and their determination is not so good. So in Kali Yuga, people will take an example of someone who becomes materialistic or fallen, or even appears to set that example, and they will follow that example. I'm going to give you the example of Srila Prabhupada one time when he took 7-Up, and Prabhupada liked it. And then after that, all the devotees started to drink 7-Up. So, yadyada charity shreshtas tatat evaitarojanaha. And also, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the position of a acharya, which means that others were going to follow his example. So, Lord Chaitanya actually had to act much more strictly than other sannyasis would ordinarily act. You see that in the case of Junior Haridas, too. Because Lord Chaitanya understood that if he even gave the indication or misunderstanding that he was loose, you know, even though he couldn't be loose with the material energy, still others would come bewildered and there'd be so many upasampradayas. Okay, so that's my answer. So here's the question. How can we become more sincere? What does sincerity mean? We associate with those who are sincere. Sincere means doing things for love, to please Krishna. That's sincerity in my mind. And so we associate with ones who, with people who have that mentality. How long does the soul stick around the body when it dies? Well, anyway, you're thinking of dying pretty soon. It depends. It actually depends upon who you are, what your karma is, whether you're a devotee, whether you're not a devotee, whether someone's praying for you. There's no one answer. I know it, you know, you have this whole superstition in Hinduism that the soul just like hovers around in some nether world for 40 days or something like that before it goes on, which is actually not even mentioned in Vedic literature, so that's just your local superstition. But generally, if the body is not cremated, the soul may just hover around the body in a ghostly form if he's actually very sinful. Or if it's decided by Yamaraj, all this is decided by Yamaraj, then Yamaraj may just yank him out of his body right away and punish him for some time and have his Yamadutas drag him to wherever he's supposed to go. So it really depends. I mean, there's no pat answer to that. Well, for a devotee, you know, you just may just go right back to Godhead, or you may just like go and take another birth in this material world to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. So, next one. Sumuk. Any devotional service done under their name will benefit them even after they have died? Yes. That's why we have Pidda, the Krishna conscious Pidda. If you do devotional service, Prabhupada said we should sponsor a feast in the departed soul's name, like 3 days after the soul departs. Hare Krishna Gurudev, is COVID a living entity and a soul? I think you would have to ask Krishna that. Is it because of karma or of COVID? That's why it originated? No, COVID originated because, and I just read a full report of the investigation, it originated because people were shopping in what's called the wildlife market in Wuhan. So wildlife market means that they were taking wild animals and caging them up and keeping them, you know, really close to each other. And these wild animals had all these different diseases like COVID. And this COVID, as other diseases have in the past, jumped to human beings. One human being, then another human being, and then another human being. It's called the zoonotic disease. Same thing happened with that Spanish flu and all these diseases, these really, really pandemics, these heavy pandemics occurred because people were eating animals and keeping animals in natural conditions, you know, all locked up, and then they jumped, the disease jumped to human beings. So as far as the COVID itself, which is a strip of messenger RNA, is that a living entity? It's hard to say. I mean, there's some indications it is because it desires to survive. It replicates itself. It mutates. Whatever it is, it is. I mean, it seems to be conscious, so I can't say. But certainly the super soul of Krishna is directing it, and certainly it's part of the material energy. So here's Hare Krishna Maharaj, how to always stay enthusiastic in spiritual life. Good association. Take good association. Question on your seminar from yesterday. If we are being empathic, are we not making ourselves vulnerable to exploitation? It's a good question. No, because being empathic means being vulnerable to reveal our feelings and needs, not thinking yourself as a servant of someone else's needs. So exploitation means you're actually serving, well, other people are able to manipulate you, either because, you know, you're dependent and you feel you're responsible for someone else's feelings and needs, or someone's able to use guilt trips. Being invulnerable, being vulnerable and empathic actually means to recognize our motivations. So it's actually the opposite. When you're empathic, you'll be able to recognize. And one of the things we talked about last night was how to say no. So you actually become more independent and more, you know, more self-reliant and not reliant on others. One of the reasons we actually get exploited by others is we think we need others to meet our needs, or we think others need us to meet their needs. So when we take up empathic communication, we become much more independent in fulfilling our own needs and much more able to identify our own emotions and needs, so we don't get exploited by other people, and much more easily able to identify other people's emotions and needs, so we see when they are trying to manipulate us. Yeah. Anyway, so it actually protects us more. It's quite the opposite. Okay, so we have to end now because I have to get to my gate in a second. I want to thank you all very much for joining us in spite of the technical difficulties. And tomorrow night and the next night, we'll be seeing you all at the same time, same station. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki.